He's something, isn't he?
I have, yeah.
All right, good morning. I will call us to order for our regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for this Tuesday, May 19th, and ask if everyone will please join the board as we honor America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on our agenda is public comment number one. It's an opportunity for members of the public to comment on items on today's agenda. Seeing no one moving to the microphone, we'll move on to agency reports, and we've got UCC, Penny Pepper.
Hey, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, well, I was trying to decide how to start, how much of this stuff to skip, because you've heard it all before. But I just added up the years that we were in Pamel Court prior to moving to our home that we're in now, and we were there 33 years.
Wow.
So it was a long goodbye, because pretty much ever since I'd been there, we were on the 10-year plan to have the whole area removed. Well, that was a long, like I said, long 10 years. And now we've already been in the new building, which we love, since 2004. So that's now been a long time, too. And we take care of infants, toddlers, and preschoolers every day throughout the year. And then we also have some before and after school care. We're getting ready to switch to doing some full-time care for the children in school age when they get out of school on Tuesday. And then we also do mildly ill child care at the Comfort Zone, and we've been doing that since the early 90s, so it's been there for a while. Out of all these children we take care of, we have about 90 to 100 on an average day, and it takes 24 permanent staff, consisting of teachers, a couple registered nurses, the food program staff, the office support staff, and then the assistant director and myself. And then we have, at any given time, another 25 to 30 ISU students working for us part-time, and the majority of those, it's been about 80% this last year, are paid through the College Work Study Program. So, again, that's why we can have that many, many people, and they do so many great things for us. Primarily, they're there to substitute for the full-time staff, though, when they're sick or on vacation. And so they're there already. They know the kids. It's really a nice thing that we have going. So we want to keep that work-study program in
place.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we get money from you and all the asset funders, and that supports our student families that have the lower income, below 225% of poverty. ISU provides money and in-kind services. We do get the building rent-free. We got the PAML buildings rent-free, too, which was a smaller deal. But anyway. And then the other thing I like to share every year, too, is a federal grant that ISU has called the Campus Grant, and it supports child care fees for Pell Grant-eligible students, and it supports them to the tune of paying 60% of their monthly fee. So it's a very excellent deal. A good portion of these students are also on child care assistance through DHS, and when that happens, then they're not paying anything between those two sources of funding. And you know, we have quite a few of the families doing this are single parents, so it's even more valuable. And then we get money from the USDA and follow all their food guidelines, so we have great food coming out of the kitchen for the children three times a day. Also, we get some money from Boost every year to provide scholarships for preschool children, and we had, I think, 9 this last year, and they get $50 a month off their bill. So we're looking for all the ways that we can to help support the student families or the income-eligible student families. And then for the last few years, we've also worked with the school district with the 4-year-old preschool program. That's a state initiative. And this last year, we had the most students, we had 12 children participating in that. and they get those 10 hours free, and a few children come just those 10 hours. But then if, for example, it's a child that's there all day, we deduct $145 a month from their bill. So it's, again, another way to support students trying to take care of themselves. I don't have the data for this current year yet because, well, we're not done with it and I haven't kept track of it. But the prior year we had 94 ISU student parents, 114 were Ames residents. We did have four that were Story County residents and then just one that lived outside of Story County, but that was the child of a UCC staff person. So that's how that happened. The majority of our families had incomes below the 200%. We had 53 under and 47 over. And then we had a total of 40 children that had their fees paid by any of those other means that I talked about earlier. We have been and continue to be accredited by the National Association for the Education of Young Children since 2000. Our current term expires October 2016, so that means we're right now in the getting it all ready again to submit in December. So we are very hopeful that then we'll have our fourth five-year term. The new thing for us, maybe I didn't put that, oh, yeah, the new thing for us is that we applied for a rating on the state quality system for early childhood education, and we got a 5, which is the highest that you can get. And so that happened this past March, and so we have a little breathing room, and then we'll do that one again, too. This one is really nice because there's money attached to it. So for each level that you get, there's a cash reward, which is great. So we did buy some things that have been very helpful so far. And let's see here. I was just talking about this. I was asked if we're having trouble finding people to work for us. I'd like to share, yes, we are. I talked about that last year. It's we're still in the same place. The unemployment rate is too low in this area. We need more people. We do look for people to have a credential that's equal to 12 college credits plus a review by an outside party, an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree. We're not always finding that now for people coming in, so we work with the Iowa Professional Organization for Young Children with a program called TEACH, which is a program that supports people already working in child care to get one of those credentials or degrees that I just talked about. We've had one person graduate with an associate's. I have two working on the associate's degree right now. And this summer I will have another one getting the credential that's the 12 college credits. And between whatever financial aid they get and TEACH, their school is paid for. So I'm trying to use that too to lure people in, that we will help you get what you need. All we need to do is provide a certain amount of time each week for them to either go to class or study. So it's a pretty good trade-off.
So these individuals would have to be enrolled in some type of educational course at Iowa State in order to be employed?
The bulk of them are taking, right now, they're taking classes at DMEC.
Okay. Right. And so do we have any partnerships, say, with UNI or any of those other institutions, particularly in the child care arena? I know they have a strong early education program.
Right. There are multiple schools that the IAEYC works with so that you have the option of finding what you need wherever you live in the state of Iowa.
Right.
There are several avenues to do online education, too, and there's a new program, I think, starting this fall that Iowa State is rolling out. They're working with a group of other institutions to offer a bachelor's degree in early childhood. I can't remember if it's administration or just, you know, a general degree, but it's really quite amazing.
How about a waiting list?
Yes, I have a waiting list. We always have a waiting list for babies and toddlers. Just huge.
And the average time to fill a spot, approximately, give or take, obviously, if people moving in and are moving out or leaving, what would you say a family might anticipate if they were on a waiting list? 6 months, a year, 2 years?
I tell people it could be a year to a year and a half, but that could be not, it could be longer than that. It's hard to say that and then get them to get on, put their names on the waiting list too. But I don't want them to have hope that it's going to happen soon. But they need to be there on the list so that when we do have an opening, we have folks to call.
Is it something that they have to do to stay in contact with you on a regular basis to see if slots open? Or do you have staff that as they, you know, vacate, they have a list, and depending upon how they fell in the pecking order, they would then be contacted?
The latter. Okay. We have someone that manages the list. That's a huge part of her job to do that. And it's in multiple notebooks by age and if you're a student or a non-student, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We're not quite computerized on that. That's a goal of mine, but we're not there. So I tried to give you the what's going well for us. And what's difficult is the staff. It's getting people the care they need. But it's also balancing the affordability with what we need to try to do to pay staff better for the very important job that they do.
No question.
Very important.
No question.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if you how much of the asset report you see or you get, but a part of our survey that we do a couple of times a year is always to ask folks how having this service and having it available at the lowest rate we can provide impacts them, so I like to just give you a couple of those.
Okay.
The lowest rate decreases economic burden for ISU student families like us. It made it possible to be a successful full-time student. The lowered fee decreases my concern about the tight family budget. Access to lower rates for child care have made a difference in my household by keeping us off welfare and allowing me to go to school full-time with a significantly lower level of stress, because I asked them about their stress level, too. We have more money to buy the essentials and less financial pressure. How did the comfort zone make a difference to your family? That was the mildly ill care. It helped my child very much in feeling better and allowed me to complete the most important part of my day. People use it, you know, maybe for the whole day, maybe for just part of it, to get to a class or do a particular thing at work. Whatever is best for them.
Outstanding.
Correct. Very good.
Well, I feel like I say this every time. I can't believe it's a year every time
either.
You come in. But such a vital component for a place like Ames with Iowa State University. And thank you so much for the work you've done for many, many years.
Well, thank you. Yep. If you can find us people to work, that would be great.
That's one of those double-edged swords. It's a nice problem to have globally and very tough in specific cases. So thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Consideration of the May 12th minutes, please.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any additions or corrections? Clinton.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Minutes pass. Personnel actions as listed.
Move approval.
Second.
Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Personnel actions pass. Claims. A big claims as we get near the end of the fiscal year.
Move approval.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Clinton.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Sanders, aye. Claims pass. Consent agenda, please add utility permit 1569 and 1570 and road closures 1550, 1551, 1552, 1553, and 1554.
Move approval with the noted additions.
Second.
Motion and a second. Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Passes. No public hearing items. No additional items. No departmental reports. No other reports. Liaison assignments. Paul.
Pass.
Wayne.
Wasn't really a liaison assignment, but just met with Deb a little bit. One of the things in our regional governance board is we have the, I suppose, conflict of interest policy and so forth that each board member was to look at. And since I serve on, like, the HERDA board, which is funded through mental health regions, I have to disclose that. But that's something that many boards, all the boards that we serve on, have to do. So That was a very short meeting, and then we kind of talked about what's happening at ISU.
Is there something going on at ISU? I didn't know there was. For me, we continue to work on the security renovation that includes office space for the county attorney, some renovations in the sheriff's office, and then primarily taking care of the entrance to our courthouse, something that has been so necessary, especially as we look toward preparing our report for the chief judge in August. I'm happy to report that we think we have reached the end of the preliminary stage of this, and we're ready for it to come to this body to review the drawings, the schematics, the potential cost, how it would be funded, and I would expect that to happen in the next 30 to 45 days. So be aware that that's coming, but everybody has worked so hard. Sheriff and his staff, county attorney and his staff have really dug in. We've been working with a great architect, and as always, Cal is just outstanding leading those conversations and making sure that we're really looking at everything we need to look at. I'm really excited to bring that all to you guys, and so just a heads up that it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Public forum number two, opportunity for members of the public to comment on items not on this agenda. The board may not take any action due to the requirements of the open meeting law, but we may do so in the future. Victoria, Drew, you guys got anything for us today? All right. Announcements for the supervisors. Paul?
Pass.
Well, actually, I've got a couple.
All right.
You know, as you're aware, I serve on the National Association of Counties Environmental Energy Land Use Steering Committee. And just today I received a notice that the House of Representatives passed a bill that would restart the Waters of the U.S. rulemaking process. This was a major priority of NACO and our committee because what it would do is House Resolution 1732 would require the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Corps of Engineers to withdraw the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule within 30 days and restart the rulemaking process. The reason for this and the reason that it was so fully endorsed by NACO was that there was no opportunity to really consult with local jurisdictions about the process, the positive, negative consequences, etc. And they believe that this is paramount, that there be consultations with local jurisdictions. And so we're very hopeful that this is going to move forward. According to this memo, they're still in the final stages of hearing on this particular bill, and we're very thankful that our legislators have weighed in on trying to support this particular measure. And we all know that under the Waters of the U.S. bill, it could have some negative consequences, particularly in the agricultural environment that we have in terms of not only runoff water, drainage districts, sewers, and culverts and so forth. So there's a lot of issues there that is important. And then the next announcement, which I thought was worth mentioning, is that the House did offer a two-month extension on MAP 21. And as you know, MAP 21 deals with the infrastructure on highway, roads, and construction. Dollars have already been appropriated, but if the House, if they didn't pass this extension, they wouldn't be able to pay back states for the highway construction projects that are currently underway. So this is not something that's going to require additional funding, but it's just going to allow them to utilize the funding that is already within the trust fund. So this was something that we have also talked to our legislators about each time we go out in March, is trying to get a long-term extension. But under the political climate that is right now, a two-month extension is better than no extension. So we're just hopeful for every little process to take place. Yeah.
All right. Had pre-construction meeting for the Marshall Story 1 drainage district yesterday. Went really, really well. I'm really, really encouraged by the gentleman that will be supervising the project from Gerke. Actually going to get in next week and start some of the work. And so that'll be exciting to have that one done. With that, if there's nothing additional, I'd take a motion to adjourn.
Move adjournment.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Victoria, you didn't even get to get